Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The clock is ticking on lawmakers in the nation's capital to get a deal done, preventing a government shutdown. Good evening and thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate your time. I'm Julian Grace. Let's take a live look over Washington, D.C., where in just the last 2 hours, House lawmakers took a step forward toward preventing that shutdown.
On this vote, the yeas are 335, the nays are 91. Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended. The bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Rob Kirkpatrick reports on what's next to stop the shutdown.
In a last-minute push to prevent a government shutdown, the House passed a short-term spending bill to fund the government.
The bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Meetings between lawmakers evolved rapidly Saturday morning, and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy emerged to announce the plan on a short-term spending bill to keep the government open.
Winston Churchill once said this about America: you can always count on Americans to do what's right after they exhausted every other option.
The spending bill passed the House with overwhelming support from Democrats.
This is what the people have sent us to do, so I'm glad we passed this on a bipartisan basis out of the House.
The American people have won. The extreme MAGA Republicans have lost.
But hardline conservatives have threatened to remove McCarthy as speaker if he worked with Democrats.
McCarthy puts a CR on the floor. Are you going to bring up a motion to oust him?
Well, that'll be something I'll chat with my colleagues about.
But the House Speaker pushed back on those threats.
If somebody wants to remove because I want to be the adult in the room, go ahead and try. If I have to risk my job for standing up for the American public, I will do that.
A shutdown would have enormous impacts across the country. From air travel to clean drinking water, many government operations would come to a halt while services deemed essential would continue. I'm Rob Kirkpatrick reporting.
You can count on WRAL to keep you updated on any developments related to the government shutdown. We'll have live updates on our news at 10 on Fox 50 and at 11 on WRAL. And as always, you can catch the WRAL news app and WRAL.com for updates. Today, a federal judge blocked portions of North Carolina's new abortion law while a lawsuit plays out. The order stops enforcement on two provisions. One requires surgical abortions that occur after 12 weeks be performed in hospitals and not abortion clinics. This provision was set to take effect tomorrow. The second provision required doctors to document the existence of a pregnancy before a drug-induced abortion. The order will stay in effect until the lawsuit filed by Planned Parenthood is resolved. North Carolina lawmakers passed the law in early May, banning most abortions after 12 weeks. The 12-week ban itself remains in place. Today, people came together to honor the life of Haley Brooks, the little girl killed in the Raleigh Christmas parade last year. WRAL's Carly Haynes explains what's today's event meant to Haley's family.
We're here on Hillsborough Street, the site where 11-year-old Haley Brooks was tragically killed less than a year ago at the Raleigh Christmas Parade. Haley's parents were in Fuquay Varina this afternoon to receive a check from a local organization and spoke about what that extra help meant to them. Fuquay Varina Duck Duck Jeep gave Haley's family $500. The ceremony was part of the Jeep Club's second annual Family Fun Day. The group fundraises for nonprofits and decided to do something for the Shine Like Haley Foundation. They created car decals featuring a dancer with angel wings and a halo to raise the money. Haley once danced at a studio in Fuquay Varina.
It just really hit with us that she does have ties here to Fuquay, and we just wanted to do something to support her family.
Raleigh's Christmas parade will be happening on November 18th, but it won't have any motorized cars or floats. The city of Raleigh made this decision out of caution for the guests and respect for Haley's family. Carly Haynes, WRAL News, Raleigh.
Triton High School administration says it is embarrassed by what happened at the homecoming football game last night. A statement posted to the school's Facebook page says, quote, "We are extremely embarrassed and disappointed by the actions of some last night, and we expect better behavior from students and community members. Tonight's homecoming dance is postponed." WRAL's high school OT crew was at the Triton Westover game before fights broke out. Someone who attended the game told WRAL the stadium was evacuated during the third quarter. She shared a picture of the gridlock in the parking lot where she saw an ambulance approaching the field. We're still waiting to hear back from law enforcement to find out if anyone was hurt or charged. Right now, some of the best bluegrass musicians in the world are taking the stage in downtown Raleigh for the final day of the IBMA's Bluegrass Live. But the event is more about just hearing the pros. As WRAL's Eric Miller explains, for one family, it's about building a connection to the music, each bow at a time.
Saturday morning, and the Raleigh Convention Center is humming and strumming. From pros to those like Wilton Burns, still practicing.
I got it yesterday at IBMA. Did you not know that?
This is the Bluegrass Jam Class, hosted by IBMA and taught in the style of the Wernick Method. New players and old, all jamming together.
All they do is you sit in a circle, and they teach you exactly what to do, even if you don't know what to do.
But Wilton has another teacher.
I mean, this is the stuff. This is, like, timeless.
Her older brother, Andrew.
Nothing is scripted. There's no music stands. There's no music that you saw here in the jam. So to me, that's just what I love about it.
Andrew and Wilton grew up in a musical household.
Andrew would come, and my mom would be on piano, and we'd sing those songs that I was just saying. And our dad sang You Are My Sunshine, like, every night before bed.
And both started playing at a young age.
He grew up playing classical violin. I was literally 2 and a half when I got my first violin. It was like this big.
But like a lot of kids, the music stopped in high school. Until one day, something called Andrew to pick up a mandolin.
For 5 years, you know, once Andrew started mandolin and was playing, and the music came back in our house a lot more. And my mom played piano.
But those family jam sessions wouldn't last. In October 2020, their dad, Andy, passed away. And just over a year later, they lost their mom, Julia.
I'm so glad that he found bluegrass and that we ended up being able to share it together as a family. And then now that it is just us, we get to, like, I don't know, still feel like they're here.
Honey, babe, man.
The Burns family is now finding a new harmony and a connection to each other, to their parents, to the bluegrass community, one song at a time. Eric Miller, WRAL News, Raleigh.
What an amazing story. Well, our WRL team will be there tonight, and you still have a chance to stop by and see WRL anchor reporter Ashley Rowe. Our booth is right next to the Capitol stage. Get on out there and have a good time. Well, it is almost time for kickoff at Wallace Wade Stadium. Duke hosting Notre Dame brought College Game Day to town for this morning's broadcast. Listen to all of this. Fans started gathering before sunrise to be a part of this. Lines started forming at 4 o'clock this morning. Take a look at the crowd that gathered on campus. Now, the atmosphere was exhilarating with screaming Duke fans of all ages. The game day guest picker was actor and comedian Ken Jeong. There he is. Oh, there he is right there, having a good time. Now, Ken is a Duke grad and known for his allegiance, of course, to the Blue Devils. Take a look at what happened after game day host Lee Corso selected his pick, Notre Dame. Well, if you can look behind Corso, you can see Ken jumping up and down. Then he comes in front of the camera. There he is. And, well, you see what happens right there. Well, will it be the Blue Devils tonight or the Fighting Irish? We shall see. Kickoff is just about 90 minutes away. Ahead in sports, Pat Welter and Chris Lee join us live with a look at the atmosphere and the keys to victory for the Blue Devils. Plus, you still have a chance to get into the party at Dick's Park. What you can expect to see for free tonight if you go. Anthony.
And Julian, certainly so many events going on tonight and through the rest of this weekend. We're pretty calm right now. We take a live look from Chapel Hill. We'll talk about, though, the weekend forecast as we go into tomorrow and when we could see some rain coming up.
A crash in Fayetteville sent one person to the hospital in critical condition. It happened just after midnight on Morganton Road and Glensford Road. Police say a pedestrian was hit by a car. A pair of shoes were still in the road when the WRAL breaking news tracker arrived. The windshield was shattered and the front fender dented. Police have not identified the driver or the person who was hit. Rocky Mount police have a suspected man suspected of shooting into his ex-girlfriend's house in custody after ambushing a man she was with. Police went to the Edgecombe County, Edgecombe Meadows Apartments, that is, complex, around 1 this morning after a shot spotter alert. They found 31-year-old Eric Artis in the area with 2 gunshot wounds. Detectives later found out Artis was at a Wilson home with a woman when that home was shot into. Police say Jerome Melvin was the shooter in both cases. He's in custody being held on a $2.5 million bond. New York City is starting to dry out after hours of rain caused massive flooding. New York governor declared a state of emergency for New York City, Long Island, and Hudson Valley as the worst of the flooding hit. A police officer in Fairfield, New Jersey, had to go through waist-deep water to make this rescue you see here. Hundreds of flights at all 3 local airports were canceled or delayed. LaGuardia's Terminal A even closed due to flooding. Wow. Now let's take a live look over the White House in Washington, D.C. Today, there was a very special birthday display for former President Jimmy Carter's 99th birthday. The 3-tiered red and white blue wooden cake display is located on the North Lawn, and it includes 39 red, white, and blue candles in a nod to President Carter being America's 39th president. The White House said the cake will remain on display through the weekend. 99 years. Wow. Incredible. National Teen Driver Safety Week kicks off Monday. The BRAKES program is in Raleigh this weekend, teaching a free defense driving course to drive home the dangers of driving while under the influence. Participants could wear goggles that simulated vision of impaired drivers. You can still take a part in all of this. Classes are to begin again tomorrow at 8 a.m. at the State Highway Patrol Training Center. Combining passion for cars and kids. That's what fourth grade teacher Jonathan Collins did today. Mr. Collins hosted a car show at Fayetteville's Crown Center Complex. Now, the money raised will benefit St. Jude's Children's Hospital and Glenn Foundation, a local charity known for its annual Christmas toy drive. Nearly $1 billion is up for grabs tonight. Yes, you have a chance. The Powerball jackpot is now at an estimated $925 million. It's the 4th largest in this lottery history. Now, no one won on Wednesday, so you have a chance to cash in tonight. Now, if you win, you could take home a lump sum of $432 million. Tune in to WRAL at 11 for the live drawing. Raleigh World Fest is happening now at Dix Park. There's live music, food trucks, shopping, and panel discussions. The event is started at 2 and ends at 8 p.m. Now, general admission for tickets are free, so get on out there. The Wake County Sheriff's Office has a new member, meet Jack, the therapy canine. The giant schnauzer is joining the peer group support team to help deputies and other members of the office deal with stress. He's still in training for now. Now, the children at Piney Grove Baptist Church donated the money to the department to be able to get Jack. Way to go, and welcome to the team, Jack. Anthony, what a gorgeous, gorgeous day out there looking at Pinehurst, and what a difference a weekend makes, right?
Right, yeah. Thankfully, it's a lot quieter, and we did have, of course, the cloud cover, Julian, but there's some sunshine peeking through right now, and it's going to be really nice as we go into tomorrow. Hopefully, all of you, despite some of the cloud cover that we saw today, managed to enjoy the dry day, the kind of comfortable temperatures here for our Saturday. Let's head out there. Though right now this is a live look at Pinehurst. You can see the sunshine peeking through. A beautiful evening to get outside, enjoy the fresh air. Humidity remains low, and that really is going to be the case for us as we head over the next probably week. It's a very calm stretch of weather for us. You see the cloud cover there earlier, and it's starting to slowly erode as we head into tonight. I think on the whole we'll go for mostly clear skies, just a few clouds floating on through. More sunshine widespread here during the bulk of the day as we head into tomorrow. We're at 73. Good evening to you in Raleigh and Clinton, Durham as well. 70 in South Hill, 72 Southern Pines, and 76 our warm spot right there in Fayetteville. Again, just a little bit of humidity, but not really coming with much. So if you're headed out to the Bluegrass Festival this evening, we'll see temperatures dropping here probably fairly quickly into the 60s at 10 o'clock, 66, 64 right about midnight. Again, no rainfall expected, just a few clouds. A very big game that we've been talking about, Notre Dame at Duke tonight, starts at 7:30. There's the forecast. Really couldn't get much better here as far far as the weather is concerned. Temperatures in the 60s to later on in the game. As you're headed home, probably 64 or 65 and just partly cloudy skies. So a very good forecast tonight. There's where we're headed. You notice there is very consistent, or there's a lot of consistency there. 80 degrees on Sunday, 82 on Monday, 81 on Tuesday. So it's really not moving much from where we should be this time of year. Our normal 78, and it's just going to be a very smooth sailing kind of forecast the next couple of days. We plan ahead, though. Our next rain chance, I'll show you that in just a second, comes in on Friday into Saturday. It really doesn't look like a big front or anything at this point, but I'll talk about that here in a second. The beach, going to be a great place to be tomorrow as well. 80 degrees there in Wilmington, 76 in Wrightsville. It could be a little bit breezy, especially as you get closer to the Outer Banks. Nag's Head there, north winds at about 18. Gusting 15 to 20. That's kind of the only inconvenience I think we could see. That's a look at rain chances, though. I just wanted to pull that up to show you how calm we are. A whole bunch of nothing the next couple of days. We could use some rainfall, and I really don't think we get at least a chance of it again until about Friday or Saturday. Let's switch gears here to the tropics, where it is busy still. We have Tropical Storm Rena. This one is on the way out, though. It is not this one right there. It's kind of just to the east. This is Philippe that we'll talk about here shortly, and it's going to almost get absorbed by this system, if you will, and also start to fizzle out. So there's the latest track. Takes it as a remnant low pressure system there by Monday. 30 mile per hour winds. Not a big deal with that one. Philippe is still a tropical storm. The one change here, this looks like it is going to become a hurricane as we go forward in time. The current track bumps it up to a Category 1 by the time we get to Tuesday. Bermuda is right about there. So this does stay to the east of Bermuda, but we could still see some rip currents and some high surf for the island there. Otherwise, a beautiful forecast here at home. 82 on Monday, sunshine. Sunshine on Tuesday, sun on Wednesday. Very nice there, Julian. And that chance of a few showers Friday into Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Anthony. Let's get right on out to Wallace Way, where Chris and Pat, they are ready to go for the big game. Hey, fellas.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Julian, we're live right outside Cameron Indoor Stadium, but we are not here to cover a basketball game, Chris.
But imagine four Cameron Indoor Stadiums worth of people, and that's how many people will be at Wallace Wade Stadium behind us tonight. Probably the biggest home game for Duke ever. We're going to tell you all about it and what you can expect tonight next in sports.
And with that, Lee Corso, what is your pick?
Oh, jeez.
Lee Corso with the bait and switch. He teased picking Duke earlier this week and goes with the Irish on College Game Day. Hey, at least Pat McAfee chose the Blue Devils. His reasoning, who runs the world? Nerds. What's up, everybody? Pat Welter and Chris Lee live at the center of the college football universe, at least for a night, Wallace Wade Stadium. Yeah. And Chris, it's crazy what happens when you believe, because this Duke team was winless in the ACC 2 years ago. Now they're competing with the best in the conference, a chance to beat one of the best in the country tonight, Notre Dame.
Yeah, this is new territory for Duke. We're talking about a national spotlight, a primetime game. And we're not talking about men's basketball. Number 17, Duke, taking on number 11, Notre Dame tonight right here at Wallace Wade Stadium. And the last time that a ranked Duke team faced another ranked team right here at the stadium was 29 years ago. I barely knew how to write in cursive then. You know, it could be easy for Duke players and fans to get lost in all the hype, but as a head coach should, Mike Elko would rather celebrate tonight if Duke gets the win.
First time hosting game day with all the noise and the buzz that's around that. You know, I told the guys this morning, you know, we're getting a lot of congratulations for game day coming here. I'd rather wait and get some congratulations for how we play a football game Saturday night, and just trying to stay focused on the task at hand.
Number 23 Duke beat number 13 Virginia in 1994, the last time two ranked teams played in the stadium, Pat. Maybe the tradition can continue tonight.
And the basketball program, no stranger, of course, to hosting College Game Day and getting national attention. John Shire embracing the back seat for a change. Shire holding up his jersey he got from Mike Elko, even if he told us it was a little tight. Now Duke holding an open practice that we got to watch yesterday. Duke has four five-star freshmen, four starters back, including Kyle Filipowski, who will be at the game with his teammates tonight.
Obviously, you see everywhere on social media that this is a football school now, but yeah, we don't take that personally at all. We support that as well. You know, it's great to see we're there. You know, every game, just supporting them. You know, it's been great to see another sport doing so well for this program.
One of the lasting images from that Clemson game was Derek Lively towering over the students rushing the field. And of course, we can't talk Durham football, Chris, without the HBCU national champs, NC Central, playing Campbell for just the second time ever in football. First quarter here, Central's Davius Richard launches one downfield. Devin Smith makes the great catch. That would set up a score to give the Eagles the early lead, but the Camels would answer later in the first quarter. Haj Malik Williams shows off the arm strength to Jalen Kelce. Where's Taylor Swift? Campbell currently leads Central 35-21 at the half. And tomorrow on Fox 50, of course, we got Bryce Young back under center for the Panthers. Carolina and the Vikings looking to avoid 0-4 starts in that one. Then at 4, the battle for the Americas, or some would say the most hated team, Patriots and Cowboys. And of course, on Sunday Night Football on WRAL, it is the Taylor Swift Bowl. We got the Jets and the Chiefs.
Well, Taylor Swift probably needs to make her way down here. This is probably one of the biggest football games this weekend, and Duke has a chance to do something really special. Pat, I will have a live report tonight after the game at 11. Can't wait to see what happens.
Wouldn't hurt if Notre Dame plays with 10 men on the line like they did at Ohio State. Back to you guys.
I don't think that'll happen this time. Thanks, fellas. And thanks for joining us tonight. NBC Nightly News is coming up next. We'll see you on Fox 50 at 10 and WRAL at 11.